Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministries. I'm the pastor also at Eastview Baptist Church. Been a great week this week, and I'm giving the Lord thanks in everything. We've been in a Thanksgiving series, though, here this week, and we'll conclude that series today, and I'm going to be in Psalm chapter 107, and we're going to look at verse 1 today, and we're talking on the subject of give thanks for His goodness. You know, as Christians, we ought to be thankful, and I just said this week at church that every day in the life of a Christian ought to be Thanksgiving Day. And by the way, I wish each and every one of you a very happy Thanksgiving as well. Let's see what the Word of God has to say today as we read this. The Bible says in Psalm 107 and verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." You know, as we read for in this psalm, it begins with a clarion call to gratitude, and it's firmly rooted in two unalterable truths. First of all, the first truth is simply that God is good, and the Bible says His mercy endures forever. I don't know about you, but I can proclaim that. These are not some just seasonal blessings. These things here, my friend, represent eternal realities. You know, while life may shift and circumstances may change, emotions may rise and fall. Listen, God's goodness always remains. His mercy remains constant. And as such, our thanksgiving is not contingent on our feelings, but rather it's anchored in the character of who God Almighty is. And so this goodness of God, it's evident throughout both Scripture and also in our own lives. Friend, I want you to know today that His goodness, it reveals itself in creation. All you got to do is just look around at creation, in the provision He grants us, in the protection He offers, and in ultimately through the gift of salvation, which is in Christ Jesus. Listen, everything that God does, guess what? It flows from His inherent nature, and He is incapable of acting in a manner that really contradicts His goodness. And so here we see that the psalmist further emphasizes another foundational truth for our thanksgiving. It says His mercy endureth forever. I love that. I don't know if you do or not. There's a song out there, praise song. It's been around for years. His mercy endureth forever. Listen, God's mercy, it embodies His compassionate love toward us. It's undeserved. It's unearned. It's unending. And from the moment you and I, we awaken until we rest, listen, His mercy envelopes us, it carries us, it sustains us. And when we stumble, guess what? His mercy lifts us. When we sin, and we all do, His mercy forgives us. When we stray and we go the wrong way, and sometimes we do, His mercy restores us. And friend, when we find ourselves weak, guess what? It's His mercy that empowers us. Because friend, His mercy endures forever. There's never a moment when God ceases to love us, to care for us, or even extend grace toward us. And listen, that is why this Thanksgiving should be a continuous flow from our hearts. Gratitude, listen, it serves as a natural response to a God whose goodness remains unchanged, whose mercy never fails. And so as we read here, Psalm chapter 107, it recounts the stories of individuals who were lost, bound, afflicted. They were tossed by storms. But guess what? Yet God delivered them each and every time. And so after every act of rescue, the psalmist repeats the refrain, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." And so friend, listen, if we reflect upon our lives, we can share that same testimony, because God has shown Himself to be faithful, to be patient, to be merciful, and to be fundamentally good. Listen, when we give thanks for His goodness, our hearts, I believe, arise above our hardships. And thanksgiving shifts our focus from what is wrong to what is right. From what we lack to what we possess, and from ourselves, listen, to our Savior. A heart filled with gratitude, my friend, transforms into a joyful heart, a peaceful heart, and a heart ready for worship. And so let's heed the call here of Psalm chapter 107. Let us give thanks, not only through our words, but also through our lives. Because, friend, I'm here to tell you today, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. His mercy is everlasting. And I think this truth alone provides us with an ample reason to offer Him praise every single day. Every single day ought to be Thanksgiving Day in the life of a believer. Let's pray. Father God, today I thank You for Your unchanging goodness and Your everlasting mercy. Lord, help me to live with a heart full of gratitude for all that You've done and for who You are. And Lord, let Thanksgiving shape my thoughts, my words, and my worship. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Friend, thank you again for joining today for this daily nugget, actually for this week. Please be praying for my wife and I. We will be at the Operation Christmas Child Processing Center working on Friday, so we're excited about that. This will be the last nugget for this week, and we'll pick back up on Monday in a new series. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you again next week. God bless.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.